The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says in Nida the Fayinum and Beis, Shloisha Devarim Divrei Agoda, the Anshei Alexandria asked three Divrei Agoda. One was the following, the first one. Kasav Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, Kiloy Echbait V'mois HaMeis. I do not want that the person should die. Rather, he should do tshuva. Because of Echad Oimer, a different pasuk says, Kichavet Hashem L'Amiso. That Hashem wants them to die. So it's a stira. In one pasuk it says that Hashem is not interested in their death. And the other pasuk says, yes, that Hashem is. So the Gemara answers, Kan be'oisim tshuva, kan be'ein oisim tshuva. One is talking about where they did tshuva, and the other one is talking about be'ein oisim tshuva. Now, the pasuk of Kichavet Hashem l'hamisom was said by the children of Eli. Hashem didn't accept their tshuva because Chavet Hashem l'hamisom, Hashem wanted them to die. So the Gemara is answering, kan be'oisim tshuva, kan be'ein oisim tshuva. The Tosfos points out that in the Sifri, the Sifri has a different answer to this stira. The Sifri writes that the difference is that one pasuk is talking about before there was a gezeira din, and the other pasuk is talking about after there was a gezeira din. Once the gezeira went out, it was issued from Hashem that this person has to die, tshuva is not going to help anymore. Once the gezeira din was issued, that's the way it's going to remain. And Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos says that we see from in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there's a discussion if it helps tshuva once the gzar din went out. And Tosfos says our Gemara is mashma that it has nothing to do with the fact that the gzar din happened or not. It's mashma that tshuva helps even after the gemara did. That means our Gemara is telling you that if not for the fact that they did not do tshuva, tshuva would have helped even after the gemara did. So how does that fit with the other Gemara? So Taisa says, our Gemara must be going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak that says, Yafet Sa'aka Bein Koidim Gmardin, Gzardin Bein La'ach Gzardin. That crying out to Hashem for Mechila is good, whether it's before the Gzardin or after the Gzardin, Hashem will be Meichel a person. Now, it's clear from this Gemara over here, and from Taisa, and from just the context of the Gemara, that the case of Eli, the Bnei Eli, when Hashem said, Kichavetz Hashem l'hamisam, the Gemara seems to be saying that they did not do tshuva. She'ein oisin tshuva. The question is, it's a very stark akasha that the Mefarshim ask, that the opposite, if you read the Pasuk, it's masha that Hashem is not accepting their tshuva because He wants them to die. But, of course they did tshuva. Avada, they did do the tshuva. So what does the Gemara mean? Kam she'ein oisim tshuva, kam she'oisim tshuva. Both cases, both psukim are talking about where they did tshuva. Eli's Akoyan sons did tshuva, just Hashem didn't want to accept the tshuva. He didn't want to help them do the tshuva in the proper way, because the kafis Hashem l'amisa. So the question of the Anshei Alexandria is back shver, that l'chayra, why is it that in this pasuk it says Kichavetz Hashem L'Amisam, which is not like the other pasuk? So we have to understand what exactly was the Shaka Batari in the Gemara, if they did tshuva, if they didn't do tshuva. So the Aruch Ner has a phenomenal pshat here in the Gemara, and the Aruch Ner starts off with the kasha that we said, that L'Chayra Zet Tamua. It's Tamua to say the Eid Hashem Tshuva. He says, Bisham Ihaviksiv, if it would have said Kichavetz Hashem L'Amisam because he didn't listen to their father, then I understand that Hashem wants them to die. But it says the opposite in the pasuk. It says that Hashem did not allow v'lo yishmu, they're not going to listen. It means to say Hashem prevented them from listening to their father's teichacha. Eli HaKoyen had told his children, lo toiva shmua shenoich shemeya, it's not good what I'm hearing, the rumors that people are saying about you, that you're stopping people from bringing the carbonas that are necessary for different reasons, and you're grabbing the food for yourself, the chelik of the carbonas for yourself, you're doing it in an aggressive way. So Eli HaKoyen told him that it's l'toyva shmua, And Hashem made that v'lo yishmu'u, they didn't listen to what their father said. It's almost as if Hashem created the situation where their tshuva didn't work, was ineffective. So chas v'shalom, lishvay kein al melech mali rachamim, how could you say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's mali rachamim, v'chafetz chesed, that he should stop people from doing tshuva? And he says, re'isi shekvar hikshak kein al-shech, I already saw that the al-shech asked the kasha. So Avnei Nezer goes ahead, Darchon Nerimin goes ahead and says, a teretz to this kasha. Darchon Ner says, he explains the psukim, and he explains that there were two parts of the problem that was going on by the children of Eli HaKoyin. The pasuk says that he got you like he shayfer than he has beisoy. Hashem said to tell Eli that I'm going to judge his house ad oilam. Why? But oven asha yadik imikalim lambana. So there was a bunch of things that they did. The things Hashem pointed out was that Eli did not rebuke his children. He did not rebuke his children for the things that he did to the other people. And he explains, and the Aruch HaNer says as follows. Does that, Avad, if you read the Pasuk, if you read the Pesukim, it says clear that Eli gave them Musar. Like we just said before, Loi Toiva Shmua. He told his children, I'm not hearing good news, I'm hearing a bad rumor about you. And he gave them Techacha. So what does it mean that Hashem said he didn't give them Techacha? We have to understand what exactly happened. Hashem is saying Eli did not give them Techacha, and the Pasuk is saying clearly that Eli did tell them, I don't like what I'm hearing. And it says he didn't listen. So what does Hashem mean he didn't give them Techacha? So Achan now brings in a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yuches. The Gemara says over there, Shalom Bluris HaGiyaris is Rav Gamliel. The Bluris HaGiyaris asked a Shalom from Rav Gamliel. Ksiv b'tayrasim, it says in your Torah, Asher lo yisa panim. Hashem doesn't play favorites. Ksiv yisa Hashem panim b'lechon. Hashem, you will find favor in Hashem's eyes. So it seems to be a contradiction. Hashem is saying that Klal Yisrael is finding favor in his eyes more than everyone else. So Nitzvah, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyen, and he said, I'll give you a mashal what this is similar to. A person lent his friend a mana. He lent his friend $100, let's say. The Kabbalah is man b'fnei melech, and he said, you're going to pay me back in front of the king on this and this day. The Nishpa b'chaya melech, and his friend made a shvua by the life of the king. He here has man v'loy par. The time came and he did not pay back the $100. So now it comes out that he took the life of the name of the king in vain. So he comes to the king. He comes to Mephias, the king. He says, you know, please, king, your majesty, I'm very sorry. I swore with your name in vain. So the king says, El boini machalach, I'm machal you the fact that you swore with my name in vain. But lech upayis chavirecha. Go and pay back the chayv that you owe. Forget about if you took my name in vain. The elephant in the room is, you borrowed money, pay back the money. So here also, by the averis that ben adam l'makayim, there's a difference in averis that have been adam l'makayim, and between that and averis that have been adam l'chaverim. Adam l'makayim, Hashem said, yeah, I could be nice upon him. But averis that have been adam l'chaverim, that I can't be nice upon him. You have to be mephayas, your friend. So the Aruch HaNer goes on to say that the Gemara over there brings another teretz, and that teretz is arguing on the first teretz. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva came with a different teretz, and he said that the Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, one is Koydim Gzardin, one is before the Gzera, and one is Achar Gzardin, one is after the Gzera. So what exactly are they arguing about? One teretz in Gemara is saying is one is averis ben adam l'makom and one is averis ben adam l'chaver. That's one way how to reconcile the two psukim. The other teretz of Rabbi Kiva is that one is kaidim gzardin and one is after gzardin. So the Aruch HaNer says that Rabbi Kiva is going according to his shita a different machlokes that he had between with him and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a machloikis, if the psukim if a person does not vary to somebody else, and then he wants to do tshuva. And besides with the Averi, he did to someone else. He also did an Averi to HaKadosh Baruch, let's say Ben Adam L'Makom. So he has Averis that are Ben Adam L'Makom between him and Hashem, and then there's Averis between him and his friend. And he comes to do Tshuva. Do you say that if he only does Tshuva on Averis to Ben Adam L'Makom, he cries, Hashem, you know, I did Chatas Avitzah Prashati, I did different Averis against you. But he never goes to his friend, and he never asks his friend for Mechila. So, do we say that, okay, the 50% of the Averis that he did to Hashem, for example, 50%, that is Hashem is Michael, or do you say no, that since a person still has outstanding Averis, Hashem is not Michael that. And he gives a mashal. Let's say a person wants to tovel in a mikveh. He says, you know what, instead of toveling my whole body, I'll first tovel one hand, and the other hand, and the foot, and the other foot, then my head. Is that going to be considered a tevila? No. The tevila can only be when a person does tshuva completely from all the averis. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva did not want to say this teretz that there's a difference between the averis and the lamakim, because Hashem would not be nice upon him if he only did tshuva on averis and the lamakim. Because since there's an outstanding balance of averis and the averis, it's unfair to just be Michael one and not the other. It's a package deal. And he brings a pasuk, the pasuk of Rabbi Akiva, the famous memory of Akiva, lifnei mi'at matar mi'matar. That's why avicha shebashamayim. Just like when you go into the mikveh, it's the same thing. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Avicha shebashamayim is only matar klal Yisrael if we do a complete and total tshuva from everything that we did wrong. It's not, you can't just choose and pick and choose whatever you want to do tshuva on and leave the other averis out on the side. That's the opinion of the Gemara according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, says Ahuner, Eli HaKoyen took it one step further. Eli HaKoyen went along the lines of Elazar ben Azariah, and he held that you could separate the two things. The Averis that were between man and man, between the Olach Averi, between his children and the other people where he grabbed the food or they mistreated them or whatever, they didn't run their public office properly. Eli HaKoyen wasn't giving them Mussar about that. Eli HaKoyen was giving them Mussar about the things that they did improperly in the way they brought the Karbonis. That he was giving them Mussar about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eli, that's not called giving Mussar to your children. Your children are mistreating other children, other of my children. Your children are mistreating Klal Yisrael. And therefore, to only give them Mussar about things between me and them, Hashem and the Ben Adam L'Makom, that's insufficient. Why did Eli HaKoyen not give the Mussar Ben Adam L'Chaveris? The Aruch HaNer says something very interesting, because Eli HaKoyen held that interpersonal Haveris Ben Adam L'Chaveris, a person could take his friend to Beis Din. Let him take him to Beis Din. Let him go to Beis Din, and the Beis Din will paskin whatever it is that has to be paskin. But the Ben Adam L'Makom, that's not going to help in Beis Din. So Eli HaKoyen was basically telling them, listen, what you do to your friends have nothing to do with me. You'll go to Beis Din, you'll take care of it in Beis Din. However, the things that have been Ben Adam L'Chaveri, that does. So says the Aruch HaNer, that's Shad in our Gemara. That's what it means that they lo yishmu b'kalavim, they didn't listen to the voice of Eli HaKoyen, because Eli HaKoyen never even spoke to them about this b'chal. Eli HaKoyen only spoke to them about the averis that had been Adam L'Makom. But Ben Adam L'Chaveri, he said, that you, it's between you and them, go to Beis Din, take care of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset. And that's what the Gemara means over here, that Chichavit Hashem la'amisam, that Hashem wanted them to die because of the averis Ben Adam L'Makom. For here we see, very important, that a person cannot be considered a shalim, he cannot be considered complete, if he's only doing things that are a bit adul amakam. Many times people think, you know, I'm good with Hashem. But, you know, other people don't understand me. So they act improperly with other people. That's not the way it works. The way a person has to make sure, v'yisim nekim Hashem mi'Yisrael, that in all ways he's properly behaving, and he makes sure that he's not in a situation where he's taking advantage of other people, or if any averis, or chas v'shalom, anything wrong, he has to make sure that he's constantly, he has mechila, and he's taking away these things in this way, like the Aruch HaNer is saying over here, it'll be a complete tshuva. Because otherwise Hashem looks at it as if they didn't do tshuva at all.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.